The secret to joy for any people is to follow in the principles and the precepts of the Word of God. To obey the commandments of our Lord is not to lose freedom. It is not to lose liberty. It is to find liberty and freedom. A nation which violates the Word of God will not prosper with real joy and happiness in their midst. The Bible says, righteousness exalteth a nation. And when a nation turns away from the Word of God, there will be sorrowing and violence and anarchy in the land. I thank God for the rich scriptural heritage which this nation has today. Patrick Henry once said, "It cannot be stated too strongly or too loudly that America was founded by Christians with faith in Jesus Christ." John Quincy Adams said, "The highest glory of the American Revolution is that we join together government with the principles of New Testament Christianity. This land has been founded on the principles of the Word of God, the New Testament, of course, and God's Word has brought prosperity and joy and happiness to this land. But the more we allow God's Word to be removed from the fabric of our society, then we are going to see a land that is losing joy and losing happiness year after year after year." And so a country cannot prosper when she neglects the teachings of the Word of God. By the way, a family will not have joy when that family neglects the teachings of the Word of God. When we fail to obey the commandments of Jesus Christ, when we fail to love as Jesus would have us love, when we fail to care as Jesus would have us care, when we fail to go out and do the things which the Lord has commanded us to do in our home life, the joy ebbs away from our families. And of course, any Christian who neglects the commandments of Jesus Christ is going to find that the joy of the Christian life evades them day after day. I love what God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 8. The Bible says, "The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." And then it says these words, "For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." When God's man or God's woman obeys the Word of God, they find liberty, they find prosperity, they find joy in the Christian life. And when they disobey the Word of God, they're right back in the bondage they had before they were saved. And so we find in the Word of God that as we abide in His precepts, that there is an inner joy that springs up simply because we are being obedient to our Maker, to our Creator, God. And I want to share with you today three specific products that come into the life of someone who abides in the precepts of Jesus Christ. First of all, I want you to see that as we abide in the principles of the Word of God, it proves our love for Jesus Christ. It proves our love for Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 14 and verse number 15, Jesus speaking, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." If you love me, keep my commandments. Oftentimes, preachers have to twist people's arms and try to coerce them to doing things that someone who loves the Lord will just do naturally. Jesus said, "If you love me, prove it by keeping my commandments." Notice he elaborates in chapter 14 and verse 23. Jesus says again, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man loveth me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings." You see, when we abide in the precepts of Jesus Christ, we are literally, in being obedient, we are proving our love for Jesus Christ. I can think of many commandments of the Lord, and so can you. And His commandments are not grievous. I think of the commandments of the Old Testament. By the way, they are not the 10 suggestions. They are the 10 commandments. But we come to the New Testament, and in the context of John chapter 15, what we are seeing is the reference to the commandments that Jesus had been giving his disciples. And we are seeing that there were many commandments Jesus gave. I think of one of the very first commandments for any Christian, and that is the command to be baptized. Jesus said in Matthew 28, 19 and 20, he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have," here it is again, "commanded you." Jesus says, now I want you to go out and make disciples, and once they're saved, I want you to baptize these disciples so that they can show everybody how much they love me. And you see, when we see one baptized, that person is simply saying, I want to prove to you publicly my love for Jesus Christ by being obedient to his command for my life. And every time I obey a command of the Word of God, I am showing forth as a testimony my love for Jesus Christ. And by the way, that's why we ought to obey the Word of God, because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Baptism displays our love for Jesus Christ. And then also our service for the Lord and our lives that we live can be a display of the love that is in our heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. Turn for a moment to John chapter 21. I want you to see an illustration of a life that was struggling in the area of loving service. Peter is mentioned here in John 21 in verse 15. And Jesus, as you may recall, comes to him three different times and says, "Peter, do you love me? Do you love me, Peter?" And here it says, "So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. You see, Peter in his heart was a lot like some of you. Peter knew that he loved the Lord with a certain kind of a love. Peter knew that he had a phileo love. He was fond of the Lord, just like some of you are fond of the Lord. But Jesus was saying, No. Do you love me with that agape love, Peter? That deep spiritual love that will cause you to forsake the things of this world and go out and feed my sheep. Do you love me with that kind of a love? You see, when you love Jesus with that kind of a love, his commandments are not grievous. I don't care if we're talking about a giving of our time, giving of our talents, giving of our substance, attending the house of God, reading the Word of God, loving our spouse, being a separated Christian. It doesn't matter what the commandment is. When we love God, it's a whole lot easier to obey him. You see, the issue, my friend, is your heart and mine today. And the heart of the issue is your heart and my heart towards the Lord. Do we love the Lord? And many today could very easily have the Lord step in as he did in Luke chapter 6 and say to you and to me, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" And so it is today that when we obey the Lord's principles, we are proving our love for him. You see, friends, we need to understand, keeping the Lord's commands proves my desire is not only to be a partaker of his grace, but to be a partaker of his holiness as well. A lot of people today want to partake in God's graciousness, God's forgiveness, and that's wonderful. But listen, Jesus is also inviting us to his holiness today. And he wants us to be those who will follow his commandments for our lives. Everyone loves the promises of God, but a true disciple loves the commandments of the Lord and does not consider them grievous. By the way, look what it says back in John 15 and verse 10. The Bible says, "If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments. Jesus says, by the way, for those of you who think this is so hard, I have kept my Father's commandments so that you could observe my faithfulness and follow in my steps. So as I abide in the precepts of Jesus Christ, first of all, I am proving my love for the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice secondly, as I abide in the precepts, I am not only proving my love, but secondly, it will provide assurance in my heart regarding my relationship with God. There is an assurance that comes into the heart of someone who's obeying the Lord. Now notice what it says in verse 10 once again. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Ye shall abide in my love. This simply means that we will inwardly sense that we are the Lord's and that He is ours. As I abide in the Lord, I am going to abide in His commandments and obey His commandments. Then I also am going to abide in His love and in His assurance for my life. Each act of obedience on my part is going to deepen that assurance in my heart. Each time I obey the Lord, there is a deepening of that assurance of His love for me. By the same token, each time I disobey the Lord, I am dulling my conscience towards Him, and therefore I am increasing the doubts concerning my relationship with Him. I've never met a person who was doubting their salvation who just subsequent to that time was not involved in some sort of sin. And so Jesus says, if you keep my commandments, you'll abide in my love. You won't doubt my love for you. You won't doubt your relationship with me as you abide day by day in the commandments which I have given you in my word. In the last 50 years, we have witnessed the disintegration of families as never before in world history. But you know, oftentimes what amazes me is not so much that we have interpersonal insecurities because of past problems. What amazes me is how those insecurities are reflected to God. In other words, we don't even know how to have a normal relationship with God. We're insecure in our relationship with God. Someone speaks about God, the Heavenly Father, and some people, by the very word Father, they don't know how to respond to that. In fact, they even rebel at it. You know, oftentimes what happens is there is an insecurity in our hearts toward God. Sometimes we don't even feel saved, and the reason is because you and I are not abiding in His commandments, because Jesus says in His word, if we will keep His commandments, we will abide in His love. Sin and disobedience is going to compound doubt, but obedience is going to bring blessed assurance. How many of you remember that song? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. You know where you get blessed assurance? First of all, by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior. Secondly, by obeying His commandments. And the more you follow and abide in His precepts, the more assurance you have in your heart that He is yours and you are His, and you are abiding in His love as you follow in His commandments. And so we see today that keeping His commandments helps us to abide in the confidence of His love. I love how John stated in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3, he said, we do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. I mean, that's such a basic little verse, but listen to that. We do know that we know Him if we keep His commandments. In other words, I know and I'm assured of my relationship with Him simply by the fact that I'm following in His commandments day by day. So abiding in His precepts gives me that assurance in my heart that I am His and He is mine. Now listen to this very carefully. It is that assurance in my heart that will provide a basis for spiritual maturity or growth. All right, illustration. If someone is confident, not so confident, they think they're saved, they're not sure they're saved, they love God, they love church, they don't love God, they don't love church, they keep the Lord's commandments, they disobey the Lord's commandments, and so they're up and down, there is never a foundation for strong maturity to come into their life. But if someone consistently obeys the commandments of the Lord as they learn them. They hear a message, they apply the message. They read the Bible, they apply the Bible. They hear their Sunday school teacher, they apply it. Someone consistently obeying the Word of God, here's what happens. They find that they are more assured of their relationship with the Lord. They find, according to John chapter 15 and verse number 10, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Now they're abiding. Now they're abiding. They're remaining in the vine. And from that abiding relationship, maturity comes and fruit can now begin to come forth from their life. That assurance builds itself into maturity. The up and down Christian never will mature, but the Christian who abides in the Lord, who keeps the commandments of the Lord, will begin to mature and bring forth fruit. That's why John said in 1 John 2:5, but whosoever keepeth his word, in him is the love of God perfected. In other words, if we hear it and keep it and hold it and we're assured of it and we're confident of our relationship with the Lord, it is in a Christian like that that maturity begins to bloom forth. And so there's a building precept upon precept. We are perfected or matured, and the love that's in my heart and the assurance of my relationship with the Lord that's in my heart cannot help but spring out with the fruit of good works for the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, that's God's goal for your life, is that you would feel assured in your heart, that you would feel confident in your heart of His love. That's why He wants us to obey His commandments, so that we will have that blessed assurance, so that from that heart of assurance can spring forth a life of service for Jesus Christ. That's why the psalmist, for example, said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." Why? Just so he could have assurance in his heart? No. "Thy word have I hid in my heart." What does it say? "That I might not sin against thee." There's the maturity starting to show forth. There's the perfection in the Christian life. He has the assurance of the word in his heart. Now it's springing out into fruitfulness. Or Paul said to Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God." Why? So that he could just have assurance and knowledge in his heart? No. "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a" what? "A workman that needeth not to be ashamed." Do you know why God wants His Word to dwell in your heart? Do you know why God wants you to have an assurance in your heart today? So that you can be a workman for Him in His vineyard. So that you as a mature Christian can bear fruit in the Christian life. Jesus says, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love." And so we see here in the Word of God that as we abide in His precepts, it proves our love. As we abide in His precepts, it provides an assurance in our heart of our relationship with Him. And so Jesus says to us, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Now, as I abide in the Lord, first of all, it's proving my love for Him as I obey His word. Secondly, it's providing assurance in my heart regarding my relationship with Him. I'm having fewer and fewer doubts as I obey more and more of the Word of God. And thirdly, as I abide in the Word of God, it promotes a loving spirit in my life and with those with whom I come in contact. Notice what the Bible says in verse 12 of John 15. "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Here we see that someone who's obeying the commandments of the Lord is going to love others the way that Jesus would love them. John chapter 13 and verse 34 says, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." You know what I believe we need in this country? I believe we need in our public schools. I believe it wouldn't hurt us to have all over society once again, as we do in certain parts of the East Coast especially, the Word of God placarded everywhere. The Word of God everywhere. The Word of God very visible for our citizens to see. We want more love in this society. We want more love in our schools. We want more love in our inner cities. We need to welcome the Word of God back then. Because the commandment of Jesus Christ is that we're to love one another. In 1980, a court case by a Supreme Court, Ring versus Grand Forks School District, the court stated this: "We cannot post the Ten Commandments on the walls, it's unconstitutional in the schools. And this was the statement that blew my mind when I read it. If the students read them, they might obey them. We see, therein lies the problem, folks. We need the students to obey something once again. And as we abide in the precepts of the Word of God, love is going to abound. I don't know about you, but I think these kids, it wouldn't hurt to put on the walls, love one another. You see, the fact of the matter is, we, as we abide in the precepts of the Word of God, are going to promote a loving spirit back into this nation. We are going to promote a loving spirit back into our family. If you want the love, if you want to rekindle the fire of your marriage, get into the Word of God once again as a family. Get into the house of God and obey the precepts of God's Word, one of which is to love one another. Love is not some gushy emotion. Love is the act of your will to obey God. It is a decision of your will to do what is right, and He commands us to love one another. And so we see that it promotes a loving spirit. And so if we want a loving spirit, then we must abide in the precepts of God's Word. And so here it is. Abide in His precepts. He says once again in verse 10, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Here we see that as we abide in the love of the Lord, we are proving, we are showing forth our relationship with Jesus Christ. We are proving our love for Him. We have a lot of surface Christianity today. A lot of people who talk the talk but don't walk the walk. And Jesus says, hey, if you love me, Peter, keep my commandments. If you really love me, keep my commandments. A lot of people talk the talk. A lot of people say to their wives, I've seen this in the last few years, honey, I love you. And then they cheat on them. A lot of times folks say, Pastor, I just want you to know I love you. And then they'll stab you in the back. Just want you to know, thankful for the job at the company. Then they stab the employer in the back. No. Jesus sees your heart, friend. And that's why He came to Peter three times. He said, Peter, do you love me? Oh, yeah, I love you, Lord. No, I mean, Peter, do you really love me? Of course I love you, Lord. Peter, do you really love me? Yes, Lord, you know everything. I love you. And I think the Lord today knows our hearts as well. And I think as we obey His Word, we are going to prove our love back to Him. We are going to promote an assurance in our own hearts about our relationship with Him. There'll be less doubting and there'll be more confidence. And then there's going to be the promoting of a loving spirit in our lives, in our homes, and wherever we might go. May God help us to abide in His precepts. You cannot abide in Jesus Christ without abiding in His Word.